All right, Jerusalem, good morning, good morning. Let us begin. So we are in Meretz Hashem, continuing today in Perek Yud Aleph. We are picking up in Meretz Hashem. Actually, just sent out the PDF on the chat as well. And we're continuing now in what the Ramchal calls Prote HaNikios, the details of the Midah of Nikios. And specifically, again, after we've kind of made our way through the averos, with which a person struggles with. We've gone so far through gezel, theft, arayos, immorality, ma'achalos, asuros, forbidden food items, and now the Ramchal is making a focus on the averos that we encounter as a result of our interpersonal relationships. So today we're starting with honas dvarim. The Ramchal begins. So literally again, honas dvarim, hu ledaber b'fnei chaveru levad sheyivosh mimenu. So I will say, so what is honas dvarim? So remember, just to illustrate this, we have a concept of ona'a. Ona'a means overcharging. So the truth is, interestingly enough, there's something called ona'as mamon and ona'as dvarim. So you could go ahead and, so to speak, overcharge, but it really means a form of affliction. So there's financial affliction and there's verbal affliction. I could afflict you by cheating you out of money, right? Or I could harm you verbally. Ona'as dvarim is the process, or is the avera, of harming one verbally. So how does one do this? So he says, for example, hu ledaber b'fnei chaveru levad sheyivosh mimenu, to speak in front of someone in a way that is embarrassing about them. Now, again, what this refers to over here is not that I'm dafka going out of my, or it's not that I'm explicitly saying something embarrassing about someone, but I'm speaking about Reuven in front of Reuven to Shimon. I'm speaking to Shimon about Reuven in a way that's embarrassing to Reuven. Kol shekein, ha'amira b'feirish shadavar shevash bo, all the more so, explicitly embarrassing someone, olasos lo maisa shigrom lo shevash, or doing something to someone that is going to cause them to be embarrassed. An example that Sabosai could be, listen to this, if a person was a Baal Tshuva, lo yomar lo zechor ma'asecha harishonim. Right? You should never say to a Baal Tshuva, tell me a little bit about your glory days, right? Tell me a little bit about, right, before you found God, what was life like, right? What is life like? Now again, sometimes a person speaks about that of their own volition. Okay, that's their prerogative. That's their prerogative. But to go ahead and to remind a person of their past, to remind a person of their past transgressions, that's ona'as dvarim. Or, im hayu chalo'im abayim alav. Rabbi said, this is incredible. Or if let's say a person was suffering. Now, chalo'im abayim alav could be that a person literally is ill. A person is struggling or suffering with something. Lo yomar lo kidach sha'amar chaver av le'iov, zichor na mi hu naki avad. You know, when Eov was suffering, his friends, probably trying to be well-meaning, said, you know, Eov, people don't suffer for no reason. If this is happening to you, it must be that you've done something wrong that you probably should try to fix. Now again, well-meaning, they were trying to help him out, but obviously a terribly wrong thing to say. First of all, because theologically it's not true. In other words, there is a concept of tzaddik v'ralo, there's a concept of the righteous suffering, there's a concept that sometimes difficult things happen to people, not because they're at fault for anything, but because of something bigger that is at play. So to say something, Sobo said, these are all examples of saying something to someone which is going to cause the individual pain. So this one is a bit more innocuous. Imagine for a moment, there are brokers who are looking to buy grain. Lo yomar lahem luchu eitzel ploni shumocher tvua. Don't say to them, oh yeah, you should go to Reuven because Reuven sells wheat. V'yodea bo shelo machar tvua miyamav. But you know that Reuven never sold wheat before in his life. In other words, so I will say, if you notice again, there's different examples of this. So there's embarrassing someone. There's ultimately reminding someone of their past. There's saying something to someone which ultimately, did I do?
No, you're good.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. So I thought maybe I sent out the wrong PDF, sorry. So I'll say, there's saying something that ultimately is hurtful to someone. And then again, there's just saying things that are misleading. Now again, you know, Reuven comes to me, he's looking to buy wheat. I say, oh, you know, go to Shimon. Shimon sells wheat. Shimon doesn't sell wheat. Have I done something terrible? I haven't done anything, except I'm using my speech to cause someone harm. In this case, maybe the harm is a form of inconvenience, but it's all called onas dvarim. He goes on, he says as follows. V'zeu shenemar bo v'yarei seme lekecha. I'm sorry, I skipped. Ukvar omru zichron lebracha. Chazal said, gadol ona'as dvarim me'ona'as mamon. This is actually an incredible statement. Chazal understood that verbally harming someone is even worse than financially harming someone. How so? Shezen ne'emar v'yarei seme lekecha. V'zeu lo ne'emar v'yarei seme lekecha. When the Torah warns us against ona'as dvarim, harming someone with words, the Torah adds in the phrase, and you shall fear God. So the fear of God is placed in the context of ona'as dvarim, verbally harming someone. But the fear of God is not placed in the context of financially harming someone. Obviously, both are asur, both are prohibited, both are terrible. But again, and it's actually interesting, I think most of us, if you were to ask a person, what's worse, financially harming someone or verbally harming someone, I think reflexively we would assume financially harming someone because that's quantifiable, that's substantive. And yet, again, from the Torah, from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, verbally harming someone is so much worse because sometimes the pain itself could be so much more acute. Incredible. The chol shekeinim hum berabim. Now we'll say all the more so if a person verbally harms another in public. Shebehedja shaninu, for that we explicitly learned, hamal bin pnei chaveiro berabim, ein lo chelek li olam habo. That if a person goes ahead and literally embarrasses someone in public, the embarrasser does not have a portion in the world to come. Bamrav chista, kol sha'arim ninalu, all the gates are closed, Chutz Misha'are Ona'a. Now, I will say, this is interesting. The Gemara, quoting the Gemara, that's talking about, since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, all of the various gates of prayer are closed, with the exception of one who cries out to God because he's been afflicted, verbally afflicted by another. From Elazar, HaKala Kadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Ayideh Shaliyah Chutz Me'Ona'a. So, we'll say, so just some examples of the severity of Ona'a. Rabbi Elazar says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to extract punishment, he'll normally do so through a shaliach, with one exception, one who verbally harms another. Va'amru shlosha ein hapargod nina b'fneim, ve'echad mehen ona. Va'afil l'dvar mitzvah. Now, say, the truth is, all of the examples we've given until now is verbally harming someone. Right? Verbally harming someone for obviously no good reason. No good reason, whatever the examples are. But I will say, sometimes one even has to be careful with verbally harming someone in the context of a mitzvah. How so? So that on one hand, the Torah says, Amar HaKasov, Hochiach Tochiach Es HaMisecha. The Torah says, you have to rebuke someone. I will say, it's actually a difficult mitzvah of Hochacha, or Tochacha. If you see someone doing something wrong, you have an obligation to point out that wrong. V'armu Zichron L'Racha, Yachua filupan of mishtanos. You might have thought that this is true even if you embarrass someone. In other words, if I see someone doing something wrong, I have a mitzvah to rebuke them, even if it means embarrassing them. Pan of mishtanos means like literally their face changes color, to which the Gemara says, Talmud lomar, velo sisa alav chet. Do not sin as a result of this mitzvah. So in other words, there's a mitzvah that if someone does something wrong, to try to go ahead and give them proper direction to help them find the right way back. But you're not allowed to perform that mitzvah at the expense of embarrassing another human being. It's incredible. So, you see over here that even there's a mitzvah of hochacha, there's a mitzvah to rebuke, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and give a person proper instruction when they're doing something wrong. But even that has to be done with such incredible sensitivity to preserve the dignity of the individual. Incredible. So the Gemara says, Mikol Eilah HaMa'amarim, from all of these statements, what do you see? Tira, Ad Heichon Mispashtim Anfei Ashar HaZos, V'Kama Anshakasha. So we'll say, what's the takeaway from here? The takeaway from here is literally how severe the prohibition of Ona'as Dvarim. So we'll say, so again, when we define that term, Ona'a really means to afflict, dvarim, verbal, right? So verbal affliction, hurting someone with words. Multiple examples of it, there's literal hurting someone with words, going ahead and embarrassing them, going ahead and saying something hurtful. And then there are other more nuanced forms. There's reminding a Baal Tshuva of his past. There's when a person is suffering, saying, oh, your suffering must be a result of something you've done wrong. But even in the pursuit of the positive, I see someone doing something wrong. I want to give them proper instruction. Even if I say, you know, the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, the hardest mitzvah, is hocheach tocheach es amisecha, is giving rebuke. Is giving rebuke. Because it's only a mitzvah if you know exactly how to say it and what to say. If you don't know how to say it and what to say, not only is it not a mitzvah, but what? It becomes an avera. Therefore, Yisrael Chal says, you see her, and I will say, what's the point of this? Just to reorient this a little bit. What's the point of this? Remember, in this chapter of Nikios, Ramchal is highlighting the averas that we transgress without even realizing that we're transgressing. So if you think about this, Rabbi say, how many times in life do we make jokes that are well-intentioned jokes, but they come at the expense of another person? And you know, this happens all the time in life because we've been the butt of these jokes as well. Sometimes someone makes a joke, and you laugh, you smile, but at the end of the day, you're hurt. That's ona'as dvarim. That's on us tvarim. How many times does that happen just in our day-to-day social interactions? Again, without any negative intent, without an intention, chas v'shalom, to hurt or to harm. But just again, it's the way people speak, the way people conduct themselves. The Ramchal says how careful we have to be in this topic of onos. So we'll stop over here for today. Emir Hashem, tomorrow, we'll continue with Nesinas Ha'itza, giving wrong advice. Shkoyach.